What's up, everyone? Have you ever wondered what the difference is between being a hustler and an entrepreneur? Well, if you want to find out, make sure you listen to the rest of this episode. My name is Adam McKenzie, and welcome back to another episode of the I Love Changing Lives show. And what I really want to dive in today is what is the main difference between a hustler and an entrepreneur, and why you really want to focus on one more than the other, or what are the best parts that you can take out of either. And after being an entrepreneur since the age of 17 and chasing a lot of financial and business and life goals, there's definitely a different approach, and there's different things that you want to be able to do in order to achieve the level of success you want around this whole concept of hustling and grinding and being an entrepreneur and sort of adopting an entrepreneur approach and mindset to business and life. And that's what we're really going to dive in today. So I guess when we look at both and you think about what some of the biggest messages are that are out there at the moment, there's this whole concept of being able to hustle and grind and push through everything. And, you know, I'm a hustler and I'm a doer. And I'm not saying that's a negative thing at all. And if I'm being completely transparent with you guys, one of the biggest reasons why I am doing this episode today is because I've lived both worlds and I've lived both approaches, and I help people through both, all right, on a daily basis. And when I look at my own journey and all of the different businesses I've owned in all of the different markets, there was a big period of my life where everything was about being the biggest hustler and grinder, like being able to outwork anybody, and this whole mindset that I didn't even need skills, I was just going to outwork everyone and then the skills will come. And that approach served me pretty well to a certain extent, all right? And I'm going to explain what changed for me. And what I see so many other people doing at the moment is they get caught up in the chase, in this whole Gary V, Grant Cardone, 10 times, fuck yeah, everything, and I'm just gonna go for it and hustle, and I don't care if I don't sleep, and I love just being able to spend an hour a day with my kids, all right? I don't know how much that is actually true, right? Like having all the material stuff, having that stuff is great, it's fun. Having a lot of money gives you a lot of freedom and a lot of choice, right? And I've had a crap ton of money and I've had no money. So I've lived on both scales, right? And what I've found is that until you're clear on certain things, you're gonna sit in the middle of both, right? You're going to think you're a hustler and a grinder. You're going to tell everyone you're an entrepreneur, but you end up being stuck in frustration and uncertainty and doubt because you're caught in the middle. You're almost in limbo, right? You're going to try and outwork everyone, but then without the clarity that you need as an entrepreneur, you're just going to end up spinning your wheels and eventually burning out, right? And the biggest differentiator for me, and I'll give you some context around it, like when my third child was born, right? Literally, I opened my fourth gym that Monday, and that Thursday he was born. All right, so literally that Thursday, it was a cesarean. I went to the hospital. He was there. They got the baby out. I got to sit with them with half an hour as they looked after mom after the Caesar. And after that half hour, I went back to work till 10 o'clock that night, and I worked all the way through, right? And my little man was four before I had spent more than one afternoon with him, right? And to me, like one of my highest values is to be a great parent. And one of my highest values is to be present and to give my kids the number one thing that they want, which is time, right? And I share this quote all the time that kids spell love, T-I-M-E. And if you've never heard that before, hopefully that resonates with you. But for me, there was a disconnect between this hustle and grind mentality and what it was that I really wanted from life and who it was that I wanted to be. And it's this whole, like I said, these two worlds. Like we think as an entrepreneur, we gotta hustle and outwork everybody. And I'm not saying there's moments that you don't. We're gonna dive into what moments you do and don't need to take on both personality types or both approaches. But for me, ultimately, it came down to the fact that I just kept going and going and going and going and going, and I needed more and more and more and more, and the hunger and the thirst just kept growing and expanding, and to the point where I forgot who I was in the process. My whole identity became about the chase, the work, the conquer, the recognition and significance that I was getting and almost that I started to feed off, right? And it was great. It stroked my ego really well. You know, I've got lots of great stories I can tell around it, and there's still lots of great people I can reach out to because of my name. But ultimately, that didn't mean shit because I lost who I was. And I lost what I was even trying to achieve in the first place. I kept telling people that, you know, I want to be a great provider for my kids, and financially I was. But then I wasn't around. I wasn't home. I wasn't present. When I was there, I was on my phone all the time. I was checking things and I was messaging people on Facebook around this whole significance thing and these contacts and, yeah, let's do this and let's build this together and all of these different approaches that people were reaching out to me to be an affiliate for this and help me create my product and let's co-create that. And meanwhile, my kids were sitting there just wanting to hang out with their dad, right? And it got to a point for me where, you know, if you follow my story for long enough, a lot of shit blew up. And I think ultimately when I look back on that period of my life, it blew up because I decided that I didn't want that anymore. That I had to switch focus and work out who it was that I wanted to be and what it was that I really wanted to do. And really look at this whole entrepreneurial journey of how do I ultimately create more freedom while impacting more lives, while growing my income, but not sacrificing my freedom, my time, my space, all of the things that ultimately as an entrepreneur you need to create a high level of success. And this whole mentality that I just need to work and work and work and work and work and work and work, right? You lose perspective in terms of how do I grow, right? Because you think you're growing in this direction because you're just going, you're hustling, you're adding all of these different things on, right? And some things will work, some things won't. I'll just keep grinding and grinding and grinding. But when you lose your focus, when you lose your perspective, when you lose who you are in the process and your connection to your values, right? You become an awesome goal achiever, but you don't have a strong vision. You become an awesome to-doer, right? Your to-do list gets ticked off. You're all over that shit, but you forgot why, right? You don't even have a connection to your higher purpose anymore. And whatever you attach to that word purpose is up to you. But for me, it's like the reason why I want to do what I want to do. Right? Ultimately, that's what my purpose is. And it comes down from my vision and it's connected to my values, right? It's a really simple process. But I completely lost sight of that when I was going for the chase. And ultimately, like I said, the biggest sacrifice was the fact that, man, I almost get teary when I think about it. I don't even really remember what my little man looked like when he was a baby. I don't. Right, I've got photos, but I don't really remember what he looks like. Whereas the other two, I was there, I was doing the nighttime feeds, I was around, we were hanging out. And my little man was probably the cutest of our three babies when I look at photos, but I don't remember it. I don't even have a connection at a heart or a personal level to him growing up to the age of 4. It wasn't until we sold everything and closed everything and moved to Thailand that I actually got to, one, reconnect with who I was after losing who I was, and two, I got to reconnect with him and build a relationship and build those foundations that we need to have a strong relationship. And I see so many people coming into my world, right? Coaches, consultants, business owners, and they have been busting ass, hustling and grinding for so long that when I ask them this one basic question, most of them either break out in tears or they have no clarity around it at all, which it's heartbreaking to a certain extent. But I will literally ask them this: what do you want? Right? That's it. What do you want? And some of them give me the business card answer, right? Like, I want to be able to impact more lives and help more people and be able to do this and change the world. And I know this is what I'm meant to do and blah, blah, blah. Sure, that stuff is great. But what do you want? What do you want to be doing every day? What do you want to be spending your time doing? What do you want to be able to have in your life to have a sense of fulfillment, right? To feel like you have a sense of purpose, to be able to be happy, right? Imagine that. Imagine being able, through your business, to be happy, right? For your business to be the thing that provides you with what you want in your life. That, to me, is the definition of an entrepreneur. An entrepreneur is somebody that solves a big problem and they do it in a very efficient and effective way that allows them to not only impact a lot of lives, but it allows them to have what they want in their own life. And I think we get caught up in thinking that I'm going to become an entrepreneur because I want to work for myself and I have all these things that I want to do and I think it's going to create more freedom. And ultimately, we end up back in grind mode where we're working more hours for less return. And we've completely lost sight of what we're trying to do as our ultimate vision, right? Like, I have clients that are in their late 40s, 50s, and 60s that are still trying to work out how to make enough profit to pay themselves, how to create enough freedom to be able to take a holiday, to be able to take a couple of days off without their business imploding, to be able to spend time with their kids or their grandkids or be able to do anything, right? Be able to even provide for their wife so their wife doesn't have to work, or their husband, vice versa, right? So we become entrepreneurs because we think we want more freedom, but ultimately we get caught in the hustle and the grind and we remove all freedom and clarity to even see what freedom would look like within our business, which to me, like I said, it's heartbreaking when you don't understand that through that approach, that's the outcome. Whereas the approach of being an entrepreneur, working out what it is, what is my big vision, what is it that are my highest values, what is my core purpose, now how do I do that at the highest level to be able to impact the most amount of lives, but being able to provide for myself at the level that I want, right? That's the key distinction. And when I made that distinction, my life completely revolved around. And I still work hard, but I work hard in a very effective and efficient way. I don't work more than 4 hours a day. I train twice a day. Yeah, I get up early, but I love being up early because that's my time. That's my routine. But ultimately for me now, I have the freedom of choice. And that didn't just come about because I was lucky. Like, once I got clear on that was what was most important to me, my approach had to shift. The hustle and the grind didn't need to be the focus anymore. The vision and what I want to be doing with my life became the direction. And what do I need to do to bring that to life? What do I need to focus on? Who do I need to be as an entrepreneur to be able to bring that to life and to have that in my life, right? And that to me, when you can understand the key difference between one versus the other as an approach, right? As a choice, then you're going to see the difference in the outcome. Right? And I'm going to explain, you know, more of that as we go through this episode. So for me, ultimately, it comes down to what it is that you really want, right? Do you want to be somebody that you get recognition and significance for people, that you're surrounded by people all day long who are patting you in the back, that you're doing all of these favors for, that you're in this business and that business and these clients and those clients and everything else, right? And your entire life is about other people. You might not think that because everybody's giving you a pat on the back and they say you're the best and you're doing so great. If that's what you want because that gives you a sense of fulfillment, I'm not against it, right? This is not about judgment. It's more about perspective. Or do you want to be what I call a stealth ninja, right? Where you're able to create an incredible life for yourself without the need of recognition, without the need of significance, without the need to be surrounded by others all the time to feel like you have a sense of purpose, to be able to help and impact people at a real core level, where you're transforming lives, right? Where you're helping people achieve what it is that you're working towards achieving or have achieved. Right? And you can take holidays whenever you want. You can never answer your phone if you don't want to. Right? You have the choice to be able to do what you want, where you want, and when you want. Right? Because there's a distinction between the two. One is going to keep you very busy. One is going to allow you to have more space, more choice, and more freedom. And trust me, we get caught up in the other one very easily, thinking that we see the little red dot on Facebook, we see the notifications, we see the likes and the comments, we think we need to keep up with the Joneses, right? We see the Gary V videos and we listen to the motivational videos, how you gotta outwork everyone and all, you know? All of that stuff. And I'm not saying again that it's bad, but again, you've got to choose the perspective that you want, because ultimately that's what's going to provide you with what you want, right? Where do you sit in all of that is all I want you to start thinking about from this episode, because one direction will lead to a certain outcome. The other direction will lead to a different outcome. You just have to decide that what is it ultimately that you want? And for me, I got caught up in the other level a lot, right? Now, I love the fact that I'm helping people at a very high price point, right? And I'm doing it at an incredible level where I'm seeing people's life change, where I'm getting messages from people about the level of impact that what I have been able to provide them with has had on their lives and the lives of the people that are involved in their lives, right? That whole ripple effect. But I don't need to post it on social media anymore. I don't need to share it. Sure, I keep it for social proof and I use it in my marketing, but I don't need the significance and recognition around it anymore, because knowing that I'm able to affect and touch those people's lives in that way is the only level of significance I need. And I'm the only person that needs to provide that for me. And that might sound a bit wishy-washy for some of you, but when you really understand that, and you're okay with that, you will see just how much of that noise you don't need anymore. Just how much of that keeping up with the Joneses shit, you just don't even need to participate in anymore. It doesn't even factor into my realm anymore. And that took me a long time to realize and remove myself from. All right? One of the things I talked about before was this whole hustle and grind and needing to work versus being more effective and efficient. And those of you who are in the fitness game, like I've been for over 20 years, right? The best comparison I can come up with, especially in relation to being a hustler versus an entrepreneur, right? An entrepreneur understands how to do interval training. A hustler is stuck doing long, slow, boring cardio, thinking that the longer they're going to work, the more fat they're going to burn. And those of you that understand what HIIT training is, right? It's a very short, intense style of workout that's done in 20, 30, maybe 45 minutes, but it has a long-lasting afterburn effect. So you're able to burn more fat, you know, 27 to 36 hours post that type of a workout. Whereas the long, slow, boring cardio, the 2 to 3 hour cardio workout, walking on the hamster wheel or the treadmill, you only burn fat for that period of time and there's no afterburn effect. So you're just going for the sake of going, and as soon as you stop, that's it. There's no extra benefit. And when you look at that in business, when you understand as an entrepreneur what your key tasks are, what your key ROI activities, right? Return on investment activities are, where do I need, what's my critical 5%? And I've talked about this in multiple episodes that's going to move my business forward the most, that is in line with what I want to be spending my time on, that gives me the greatest sense of fulfillment, but also has the greatest impact on my business and the people that I work with and help. When you get clear on that, you go to work getting really good at those intervals, putting in, you know, good, short, highly effective periods of time on those critical 5% activities that have an 80% return in your life and in your business. Right? The whole long, slow, boring thing where I think I need to do everything. I need a podcast, a book, a blog. I need to change my website. I need to comment on people's things. I need to reach out to people on Facebook. I need to be able to connect with people on LinkedIn. I need to be doing Facebook, Instagram stories and Facebook lives. And right, I'm doing all the long, slow, boring cardio. And ultimately, at the end of the day, as soon as I stop any of the activities, does my business move forward? What's the ongoing effect? What's the after effect of all of that work? And the sad part is, what I can tell you from experience and for a fact with seeing so many people go through this process is the after effect is close to nothing. It's close to nothing. Just because people like your shit and they comment on your shit doesn't mean they're gonna buy your shit. It just doesn't. I wish it did, but it doesn't work that way, right? until you get really clear on what it is that is really going to connect with people, that's really going to allow you to position what it is that you can help people with, and then focus on the direct approach to get in front of those people and position what it is you have to help them with in the best way possible, in the most effective way. That's what's going to allow you to sell more of anything. That's what's going to allow you to build more of everything. And when you focus your messaging down to those key elements, I don't need to worry about anything else anymore. I don't need to worry about creating all of that stuff and having nice looking images and posters and Facebook page covers and all of that shit. It doesn't matter because it doesn't move the needle forward. It's going back to that whole sense of significance and recognition. Like, ooh, my website looks pretty great. Your mom's going to be really proud of you, but is it going to generate more sales? Show me the data that everything that you've been putting in time on is moving your business forward. How much of that activity is bringing in consistent leads that is allowing you to scale your business? I bet you most of you don't have any data around that. I know, because I see it every day. I lived it myself. I hired teams and outsourced people to do that stuff for me because I thought it was so important. But ultimately, it didn't move my business forward. It didn't create more financial freedom. It didn't allow me to help impact more lives. It just put more noise out there to the noisy space that's already existing. And that's the difference between deciding whether you want to be in the information game or the transformation game. Right, the transformation game, I'm focused on being effective and efficient. I'm focused on solving key problems. The information game, I'm just adding to everything else that's already out there, right? That most people can get for free right now. And you have to understand the difference there. That one's gonna keep you in the hustle and the grind, right? This one's gonna put you in front of the right people, and everything is going to be surrounded about helping those people. And that's all I need to do, being hyper student focused. And as an entrepreneur, creating systems to do that in the most effective and scalable way is what allows me, again, to create more time, freedom, space, income, and impact, right? Which, again, decide, do I want to be a hustler or an entrepreneur? One of the things that in your entrepreneurial journey or in your financial and business journey that I see a lot of people struggle with or, you know, find difficult to wrap their head around, right, is that time can fuck with your mindset and your perspective. And I know I'm dropping a few F and S bombs today, so I'm not going to apologize, because this stuff to me is, I'm passionate about it. I think it's something that so many of us miss or really don't understand until we do something about it. But what I mean by the fact that time can fuck with your mindset and your perspective is that we attach time as a context to so many things. We think certain things have to be done within a certain amount of time, or we think I can only achieve that after I've put in a certain amount of time, or if I haven't achieved it by that time, it's not working. So I'll stop and I'll go do all the rest of the stuff. I'll go do the long, slow, boring cardio again versus, hey, maybe I just keep doing these intervals and I'll start to see the compound effect of that after effect from each of those interval workouts. And again, relate that back to what I talked about in business. But when you understand that, especially when you move from doing everything yourself to growing a team, and now you have more time freedom, right? And some of you might not be there yet, but when you do, it's going to create a new problem for you. And that doesn't mean it's a bad problem, right? The quality of our lives is related to the quality of our problems. But when you look at that problem, the only reason why it's a problem is because it's new, right? It's uncomfortable because it's unknown. You've never been there before. You don't know quite yet how to structure that time. And when people go from working for somebody else to then becoming an entrepreneur themselves, suddenly they've gone from somebody else dictating their time every day to now they've got to structure their own time. And how do I do that in the most effective and efficient way that's going to allow me to do the things that I want to each day as well as move my business forward, right? Because now that I have time, well, I need to fill that time. So I'm going to go blog, write a book. I'm going to go create a podcast. I'm going to go do all of these things because now it gives me that sense of I'm doing enough. Whereas if I only work 4 hours a day and then I sit down and I've got 4 or 5 hours off and I don't know what to do with that time, it's uncomfortable. What do? I've got to fill my time because when I had a job or when I look at what I'm doing, I need that sense of, you know, feeling busy, right? But being busy or being effective are two different things. I love the fact that if I want to go play golf tomorrow morning for 6 hours and work for 4 hours in the afternoon, I can. No problem. When I have my kids, that I can finish work at 1 o'clock, go to the gym, come back, and do whatever homework and stuff we need to in the afternoon, or we'll all go for a hike and hang out in the afternoon, right? I don't personally take any calls in the afternoon for that reason. I want that time off. I'm going to read. I'm going to train again. I'm going to work. I'm going to study, right? I study and learn 2 to 3 hours a day, every day except Saturday and Sunday. Because for me, that's what moves me forward. It's what makes me a better entrepreneur and person and leader, right? Somebody who's able to influence and impact more people, right? But I had to get very comfortable with being okay with only working 4 hours. And that seems like a strange concept. Some of you go, oh man, I would love that. But when you're a high achieving personality type, an A or whatever personality profile system you've learned before, but when you're in high A and you're a high achiever, that can be a really uncomfortable period in your journey, is knowing what to do with that time, because now in my mind, that whole time context is messing with my perspective that I'm not doing enough. Whereas if you actually look at what you're spending that 4 hours on, is that 4 hours spent on the critical 5% that's going to create the biggest outcome for the business that you've removed yourself from, or whatever you might be doing as the next step, right? Maybe I'm diving into a hobby. Maybe I'm going from offline to online. Maybe now I'm taking my online program and working out how to scale it and build a team, right? Whereas before I was doing everything myself, so I had that sense of significance because I was busy. Now I'm not doing that. My team's doing that. And now I'm working on systems and growing the business and scaling and developing, you know, tools and processes and things that we need, right? But I'm not on the sales calls. I'm not signing up people. I'm not helping people. I'm not coaching people. I'm not doing all of those things. So I've lost that sense of significance. So now I'm not doing enough, all right? But what you got to understand is that 4 hours spent on growth and scale and resources and developing your program and developing your team, that is the stuff that is going to create the biggest impact and success, that are going to generate the level of results that most people never achieve because they don't dictate enough time or dedicate enough time to that stuff, all right? They just get caught up feeling, yep, I'm busy, so I'm good over here. I'm doing enough. I get to the end of the day. Woo, I did enough. Can't wait for the weekend, all right? And there is a huge difference in approach, but you just got to understand that, am I feeling uncomfortable because of the time context that I feel like I need to be doing more in a certain amount of time? Or I need to fill that time with stuff so that I feel busy? And like I said, it's a quality problem that you need to be able to solve and find your new comfort zone around. But for me, as an entrepreneur, and my next point here is when you get good at that, you get to create one of the greatest gifts you can give yourself as an entrepreneur and as a person. And that gift is the gift of space. Being able to have the time to slow your mind down, to not allow other people's shit to come into it, and to be able to create space where you just let your subconscious, when you let your thoughts be for a while, let them simmer, to be able to create things that you cannot even see yet. And I know that for a fact because I've gone through it, and then every one of my clients that gets to that level and gets through that sort of uncomfortable zone or now creates more space, or they come to our retreats or they come to our events and they're away from the grind and the daily, you know, everything. Suddenly now they create a different perspective. They start to see things differently. They're not caught here in all of the things that's flying at them. They now have a higher view on things. They're able to see the whole picture. They're able to reconnect with the vision of what it is that they're actually trying to achieve. Are they doing things that are in line with what they want or not? And they're able to make key decisions. They're able to be more proactive to either steer the ship back towards the vision, to course correct, to adjust, to set a new vision, to create the next step in the blueprint or the roadmap that they need to in order to move forward. And without that space, you are just going for the sake of going. And that's great. You'll get your grind and hustler badge, right? You can own that shit all day long. But when you get to the end of nowhere, because all you're doing is just going, you're not actually going anywhere. You might convince yourself that you are, but you've lost sight of it. And when you can reconnect with where it is that you want to go, and then you look back and you go, holy shit, I've just spent the last 4 years building businesses and doing all of that stuff and everything else, but do I feel like I've grown as a person? Do I feel more connected with who it is that I want to be and what it is that I want to be doing, or less? Simple question. But when you can answer that, it's very powerful in deciding what it is that you actually want to do next. What direction do you want to go in? Do you want to be somebody that gets their significance from doing more, or do you want to be somebody that is so comfortable in having more time freedom because they know that it's going to allow them to develop themselves and to develop their vision and their business at a far higher level, and a level that some of you probably haven't experienced yet, or maybe you can't quite see it or believe it yet. But trust me, when you get there, it is so huge in terms of what it is that you're going to be able to achieve, because you see things differently. And what you can see, you can believe. And what you can believe, you can achieve, right? I know we've all heard that before, but it's true. It's a simple process. But you'll never understand the power of it until you create that space. It's why taking vacations and going to events and being part of masterminds or coaching programs that pull you out of your day-to-day and, you know, reconnect you with that vision and what that is, that core purpose behind what it is that you want to do. That's why that stuff's so powerful. We've talked about this a lot, so I'm not going to go into it too much more, but being effective and efficient, all right? Like, for me, you need both. You definitely need both. Like, if it takes me a long time to do something that shouldn't take a long time to do, I'm not very efficient, which ultimately means I can't be very effective. And you'll see this with your staff and your team, right? If there's something that takes you an hour to do and now I'm paying somebody else to do it and it's taking them four, right? That's not a very efficient, you know, value for time, and it's not a very effective approach in terms of being able to scale. Because those guys are going to take too long to do what it was, and you're going to end up needing more team members, which isn't very effective on the business's cash flow. All right, so I get that. But what I really want you to look at is going back to that key 5%. Like, what are the effective things that I need to be doing to move the needle forward that are based around getting a higher return on my investment? Because in this day and age, I'll give you a great example. There are some fantastic offline business approaches, right? Whether you're in the fitness or service-based industry, where you can go and connect with businesses, you build relationships, you put flyers out there, you put posters out there, you do gift cards, and you do all of those things, right? They are very great ways of still being able to do business. The difference and what's changed now from a marketing perspective is they're not as effective as they used to be. I can be very efficient in terms of including lots of them and getting lots done each week, but they're not very effective because there's no instant return on my investment. It doesn't mean there's not a long-term play there, 100%, right? But if I was looking at somebody's business, what is the most effective way for them to be able to get clients right now? For them to be able to create more growth in their business? Is the most effective way to be going to doing all of that stuff right now that maybe they'll see a couple of inquiries in a month's time, versus setting them up with a Facebook ad or a YouTube ad or an Instagram ad or something like that, where literally in 4 days' time, you will be, or even 2 days' time, you will be dealing with leads that you can call on the phone, that you can set up free calls with, that you can come in for consultations or do online, you know, discovery calls or whatever it might be. That's going to happen in 1 to 2 to 4 days max, right? And then you're going to have leads that I can follow up as well after that, right? So when I look at both of those tactics right now, based on where your business is at, if you don't have a consistent flow of leads on the front end, is it effective to go and do all the other stuff right now or not? And the answer, you probably answered it for yourself, it's not. Right? If I can spend $20, $30, $100 right now and do it on Facebook and be able to have leads that I can talk to within a 1 to 4 day period, that is a very effective approach, right? It doesn't mean that other stuff isn't important moving forward longer term. And as businesses scale and go through different aspects of, you know, their marketing and their lead flow, you obviously want to add in more lead sources. But right now, what's the most effective use of my time? What's the most effective way for me to create that outcome? And you've got to ask yourself that in multiple capacities within your life and within your business, right? Like, ultimately, is it effective for me to go and train, you know, between 9 and 11 in the morning, if that's where I know I'm going to be able to speak to the most amount of people? Or would I be better getting up at 5 a.m., getting it done so I'm back in the office by 7 a.m., and I've got that whole first 4 hours to deal with everything I need to, which then gives me the rest of the day off, right? Which one is more effective, all right? And you've really got to ask yourself that in everything that you are doing with your team, with yourself, in your life, with your health, with your finances, all of those different things, right? Like, what is going to give me the most effective outcome that's in line with the critical 5% or the highest return on investment activities, all right? And again, when you get good at that, that is the difference between being what I call an entrepreneur or just being a hustler, where I'm getting out to everybody, I'm doing everything, I'm going at once, and I've got 10 different marketing systems that are running at once, but yet neither of them are probably very effective. Neither of them, or none of them, are probably moving that needle forward in the amount of time that allows us to get to scale as quickly as possible. Right? And you have to understand that just because there are multiple ways doesn't mean that we have to do them all. Just because there's lots of different social media channels doesn't mean we need to be on them all. Do I need to be everywhere? Well, if it was 2 years ago, I would have said that was a decent approach. Now I would say no, because everybody's everywhere now, right? You're just adding to the noise. What is it that's going to separate you and how well you're going to be able to achieve the results that you want? And ultimately, it's coming down to being more effective, okay? One of the things I'm going to leave you with here, and it's a key point, and if you're still all the way through this episode, I value you and your time, so I want to leave you with this, because the more times I think about this, the more, and ask myself questions around this, the better quality answers I get, and the more I allow myself to sit in space with these thoughts, the better systems, outcomes, processes, and things I end up creating that are in line with this. Okay, and that question is, or that thing I want you to think about is that ultimately you do not own a business until it can grow without you. You are not an entrepreneur until you allow yourself to have the space. And when I say allow, like, you choose it, right? And then you start focusing on what it is, bigger picture, that we need to do to keep moving forward as a company or as a business, right? And like I said, everybody's at different stages. When you launch a business, it is going to be just you, right? I've got to get to the point of solving the first problem that every business has when it starts, which is cash flow, right? And once you get that cash flow problem solved, most people breathe, and then they start spending more of the cash flow, and then they have a cash flow problem again. And then they wonder why they stay in the cycle of feeling frustrated, because they created more cash flow, so they spent more cash flow, so now, or they added more expenses, so now the margin dropped, I don't have as much profit, so now I have a cash flow problem again that I need to solve, and I stay stuck here. Right? As an entrepreneur, they understand that, okay, cool, at this level, that allows me to buy space. It allows me to buy my time and my freedom back. It allows me to now go to the next level of this business journey, which is hiring a team, creating a bit more leverage, maybe sacrificing some of the income I can pull out of that business, because I know that my time is going to generate more income longer term, right? I'm going to delay the instant gratification of having more of that money in my own pocket to be able to create more time freedom to ultimately create more cash flow for everybody and take the business to a level where you have more options. We take your own personal income to a level where you have more choices and more freedom. All right, so when you're looking at everything that you're doing right now, don't lose sight of that, because it can become very easy to get caught up in the do-do-do, get caught up in the hustle and the grind, right? And thinking that this is the way business operates. It's a trap. And it's a trap that sometimes you wear the badge of honor because you want to give yourself, you want to give yourself something, right? There has to be a point to doing all of this work for so long. But ultimately, if you've lost sight of yourself and what that something is that you ultimately want, owning the hustle and the grind badge isn't going to do it for you, right? It's not going to allow you to create more memories and more experiences and impact more lives. It's just not, right? If my business isn't growing, if my team isn't growing, if I'm not generating more income or impacting more lives, what's the point, right? If I'm not able to do what I want to be able to do with my own life, what's the point? You might as well go get a job and then complain with everybody else that feels like they don't have control of their lives. And don't be disillusioned that because I don't work for somebody else, I'm not stuck under the same constraints. The difference is this time you did it to yourself. You've got no one else to blame. You might be trying to blame everybody else, but when it boils down, the buck stops with you. You are the one that's responsible for either doing it one way or another. And the biggest tip I could give you is if you lose sight of that vision and what it is that you ultimately want, that's what's going to keep you stuck. Whether you take 2 days off, whether you just do an exercise once a week, where you get a whiteboard out and you just brain dump everything and you look at the entire picture of what it is that I'm trying to achieve, and you set a big ass vision, which is something that is your course corrector, it's your guiding light, right? It's your true north of where I want to go. When you hold sight of that, it's very easy to course correct. It's very easy to self-adjust and self-assess and measure whether or not what I'm doing is just being very efficient or it's being effective. It's creating a bigger impact or less. It's creating more freedom, more time, and more value or less. It's just creating more of a to-do list. And when it comes to social media, when it comes to marketing, don't get caught up in the world of thinking that you need to be doing everything that everybody else is doing. Just literally boil it down to the fact that what is the most effective use of my time in order to be able to create the outcomes that I want? What is the most effective strategy? And it just has to be one that fits for you. There's multiple, right? There's no shortages of hows. But what's the one that fits most for you and that's in line with the way that you want to do things as well? Because that's connected to your values and ultimately how you're trying or the direction that you're trying to push this business and your life in. Because if you lose sight of that, you'll lose who you are in the process. And hey, I've done that. First person to put my hand up. So I really hope that this entire episode just gave you a better idea, right? It gave you a better perspective. And if you're currently at the position where you're in the hustle and the grind mode, or you're caught in between and you understand what it takes to be an entrepreneur, but you're not sure how to get out of this whole hustle and grind, you know, wheel or loop that you seem to be going around and around in, all right? I want to invite you to jump on a call and I'll do it with me personally, all right? I got two other coaches that work for me, but I will take these calls personally myself for the next week. Right, I'm going to keep offering this for the next couple of weeks before I go away and spend some time with my beautiful children in Thailand. But I want to sit with you and be that perspective, right? Dive into your current business and looking at what it is that you're actually trying to achieve. And let's break down what are the most effective things that you should be doing to move forward, to get that return on investment, to create the time and income freedom that you want. Right, regardless of the strategies and all the rest of that crap, we're just going to work out what fits best for you and what's going to be the fastest and most effective way for you to be able to achieve what it is that you want while still being able to impact as many lives as you can without having to play small anymore and doing things that give you that sense of fulfillment because you know that you are living in line with your purpose, right? And again, ultimately, why do anything any other way? So if you want to explore that with me, right? I have people that email me after these calls all the time, or they'll send me a message, even if they're not the right fit for my program or our program, right? Thanking me for giving them clarity that they needed, for showing them what it is that they could be doing better or what it is that they should be focusing on more versus less to be able to create what it is they want. And I want to give you guys that same opportunity, right? So all you've got to do is, whether this is on YouTube or Facebook or anything else, you can click on the link below this. Otherwise, just go to adammckenzie.net/free call. All right, find a time that fits for you guys. I'll open up some times now And hopefully we get to connect and actually dive into what's going on within your business or within your life, or what it is that I might be able to help you create, or the direction it is that maybe I can steer you in that's going to help you create the outcomes you want. Because ultimately, guys, that's what I love to do, and that's what I get to do every day, which is what gives me my sense of fulfillment and purpose. So I hope now all of you are going to become better entrepreneurs, and that you're going to use intervals instead of long, slow, boring cardio to create more of the effective outcomes that you need, and really focusing on those critical 5%. That's me. I will speak to you guys next week before I head overseas. All right, bye.